And on our bookshelf tonight, Jeffrey Brown talks to an author who raises awareness of rape.
December 2012, 23-year-old Jyoti Singh, out to see a film with a male friend, is gang-raped and beaten on a bus in Delhi. The attack and her death days later brought international attention and condemnation. Shortly after, an essay appeared in the New York Times that began, 32 years ago, when I was 17 and living in Bombay, I was gang-raped and nearly killed. The title, I Was Wounded, My Honor Wasn't. The writer was Sohaila Abdullahi.
We owe it to our kids to not have this be a taboo subject and also to teach them respect, you know, boys and girls. I think it all boils down to a basic respect of you. You don't feel like you can go around the world just marauding and hurting people. And this is one of the ways it happens. And this is a really damaging way because we all get so weird about rape.
Now she's written a book, What We Talk About When We Talk About Rape, that explores the subject from many angles, not so much giving answers as raising questions.
What is it that we get wrong in our thinking about rape?
We make it bigger than it should be, and at the same time, we make it smaller than it should be. It's such a loaded subject. If you think of one person, say, in a bedroom, being raped by one man, a woman and a man, it's a very personal act, that moment. Mm. But then you sort of, you know, pull back the cameras and you see the world and all the things that have led to this. It's much bigger. So I think we think of it wrong anytime we try to make it too much with one lens, in a way. I think we do disservice to both men and women the way we think about rape. We assume that men can't help themselves, and we also assume that women are completely broken and destroyed, mm-hmm. which sometimes they are, but often they're not.
There's a tension you write about throughout your life that comes through in the book about having been raped, but not wanting it to define you.
What defines me is not that I was raped, but that I took this on as a subject. I'm 55. I look back and there's so many things, and all those things happen to you and they make you what you are. It was a big thing. I'm not trying to say it's not a big thing, but it wasn't the big thing.
Abdullahi grew up in Mumbai, then called Bombay. 2 years after being attacked by armed men while out for a walk with a male friend, she boldly wrote about it in an Indian magazine, using her own name and photograph, becoming a rare public voice for a crime usually kept silent. She's been back and forth between the U.S. and India since the 1970s. She worked in a rape crisis center as a journalist, became a writer, author of 2 novels, married, and has raised a daughter who's now herself 17. In the new book, she has chapter titles such as Who Am I to Talk? Totally Different, Exactly the Same, and Teflon Man. She offers personal stories of other rape victims about their experiences and how they coped, and explores key, often complex issues, such as the meaning of consent.
I believe firmly that consent is important and crucial, and that it's important to talk about things like affirmative consent. But I also think that no matter how many rules and guidelines we set down, until there's that basic thing of somebody caring how you feel, until you have 2 people together and each of them cares whether the other wants it or notices if the other's having a good time, no amount of words will help. We need the words, mm-hmm. but we need to train guys that you should care whether the woman's into it. And we need to train ourselves that it matters what we want. Because words are great, but I think there's more going on with consent.
So you write about why women keep silent. Partly it is about a sense of shame, mm-hmm. enculturated, but partly you say because it often doesn't lead to anything.
Even in this day of Me Too, there's really not much reward for speaking out.
Uh-huh.
Look at the whole Kavanaugh thing,
yeah.
with that Christine Blasey Ford testifying.
Right.
And there were so many senators and people who said, well, why should we believe her? She should have reported it right away. To me, having been through it, it's so completely clear why she didn't speak up. Mm-hmm. You just want to put your clothes on and be done with it. You know you won't be believed. You feel embarrassed that you were in the room with this boy. Mm-hmm. It makes perfect sense.
Early on in the book, you say, now I realize that sometimes rape does have to do with sex. Usually, rape is talked about as power.
It is an act of power, there's no question. Mm-hmm. But what you're actually doing has to do with sex. I'm never going to say rape is sex, because it's not. But it's a sexual weapon almost that you're using. For instance, when I was raped, you know, it was these gang of men, they were armed. I think they were on drugs, I'm not sure. They thought that as a girl, I should not be out wandering with a boy. So it's not that it was sex, but there was a sexual rage there. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm talking about. It's like a perversion of sex.
What do victims of rape deserve from us, from people, from society?
I think they deserve to be listened to and to be believed and to not have the default be you're a liar or there's something wrong with you. They deserve to be seen as people who are still the same people they were before they were raped and not broken beings. But they also deserve to be seen as people who have been through a terrible trauma, and they deserve to be supported. And they deserve justice, a system that actually holds men accountable, rapists.
You started writing this before the Me Too movement mm-hmm. really exploded. Do you think that movement changes things?
I think Me Too has been amazing, and especially in India right now, it's really exploded and it's fantastic. But what does that mean, change? I think it's changed the conversation, whether anywhere one rape less happens because mm-hmm. of it, I have no idea. Yeah. I hope so, but how do we know?
You're looking back at this horrifying experience that you had when you were 17, mm-hmm. and you have a 17-year-old daughter now, yourself.
I do. She knows what happened to me, mm-hmm. and we told her at a young enough age. She knows I'm okay, and as a parent, I got asked this question before, is like, do you worry about your daughter now that this happened to you? But why wouldn't, I mean, doesn't every parent do that? I hope nothing happens to her, but if something does, I know that she can be okay. I know she can grow up and be a happy person. I know she can have a good life, because I know this, because it happened to me.
The book is What We Talk About When We Talk About Rape. So Haila Abdullahi, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Powerful to think about.